Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National DIY Day. It's also National Ferret Day. It is National Reconciliation Day, and it's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. I'm not a big fan of peanut butter and jelly. I've probably talked about this before. But, I mean, it's okay. And there are contexts in which I enjoy it. Like, a peanut butter and jelly burger, I've had that, and it was actually good. It had peanut butter, it also had jelly. I mean, that makes sense, right? And a burger. All of those things make sense. And it was pretty good. Mom used to do a thing where she would take peanut butter and she would mix it with jelly and then put it on a sandwich instead of just layering them. But what I preferred was peanut butter and syrup. She would mix peanut butter and Karo syrup, the white, you know, syrup. And I think that is a type of corn syrup, is one of those that they say don't eat that anymore. I don't know. But she used to do that. She also used to mix it with pancake syrup, like maple syrup. That was good. Also, honey. Also good. But for whatever reason, I didn't love jelly as much as the various syrup options. And a lot of times, now that I'm an adult, and I've been an adult for a long time now, I will just have a peanut butter sandwich with nothing else on it. Just peanut butter. Toast some bread, put some peanut butter on it, and that's it. And I also like that. Like, that's good. I don't even necessarily need the addition of the jelly or the syrup or the, you know, whatever. So, but who knows? Maybe I'll have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for peanut butter and jelly sandwich day. I don't think I have any jelly. I do have some mango jam that Zach made, and it's very good. I wonder how that would taste with peanut butter. I don't know. I've been doing this. I've been doing like a shot. I started doing a shot of a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar every morning because I read an article that said there were a few studies. That people who did a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in the mornings lost weight. And so I thought, well, you know, I know that grapefruit diet was a thing, you know, back in the day. I've heard of this apple cider vinegar thing, but this was a recent article. And so I was like, oh, well, you know, they're still doing studies on this. And apparently there is some truth to it, even if it's, you know, who knows? You know, studies are... It depends, as I learned on Noom, it depends on who funded the study. Was it Big Vinegar that funded the study? You know, I don't know. But anyway, I've been doing this, and this morning, I took a shot, and my throat was just burning. And now, like all day, I felt like I have a sore throat or something. I don't know. I don't know what, maybe the vinegar was too strong for my delicate esophagus. I'm not really sure. Even my tonsils, like the back of my mouth. It's weird. But anyway, so we were talking about Saturday. So we're going to go ahead and go back to that. So Saturday, Mark and I just kind of relaxed on, you know, we did our workout in the morning. We went and had lunch and then we just kind of relaxed in the afternoon. But we had a Disney show to watch, or not a Disney show, but like the Broadway version of Aladdin, basically. It was a traveling Broadway musical. And now we're season subscribers as well, for next year. So for at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville, we are now season subscribers. And we're going to be seeing Peter Pan, Beetlejuice, Shucked, Funny Girl, Back to the Future, the musical, and Michael Jackson. And we're also going to do Book of Mormon. But anyway, we went to see that on Saturday night. We went to see Aladdin on Saturday night. And for the most part, it was enjoyable. Obviously, we've seen the movie, both the cartoon and the animated and the live action. We've seen both of those. And we know we like it. And so I was like, oh, yeah, we'll do the, we've never seen the stage version. So I'm like, well, you know, we'll see the stage version. So we went. We went to a place in Dixon Street, which is the street where Walton Arts Center is, but it's also where all the bars and restaurants are, where all the college kids. It's right near University of Arkansas, and literally the kids can walk to Dixon Street from their dormitory, you know, their dorms, and this. They have a lot of sororities and fraternities there. I was not a member of a social fraternity. I was a member of a professional fraternity, Phi Mu Alpha, which is a professional music fraternity. It's such a geeky thing, right? And we did have like an initiation and all this kind of crap like they do, but it wasn't quite the same. And at the time I was going to a Baptist university, so even the social fraternities and sororities were not quite as wild as like at state colleges. But anyway, the fraternity and sorority houses at University of Arkansas are gigantic. They're like big mansions. But anyway, so from those sorority and fraternity houses, they can walk to Dixon Street. And so there are restaurants and bars and all this kind of stuff. So we just found a Grubbs, which is a bar and restaurant kind of in one, and bar and grill, I guess. We went there and we weren't hungry yet because we had had kind of a late lunch, but it was going to be 10:30 before the show ended. And we didn't want to, you know, we didn't want to wait until 10:30 to eat. So we ordered just one order of chicken wings, one pretzel, like one pretzel with beer cheese, and one order of this pizza dip with Fritos. So it was just like appetizers. We ordered three appetizers, basically, and Mark and I shared them. And that was all right. You know, I mean, nothing. It was, like, you know, kind of Chili's quality, or, you know, just any kind of bar and grill quality food. It was fine. You know, it hit the spot. It was, you know, enough to satiate us so we didn't have to eat later. And then we went to this Aladdin musical. And we had pretty good seats. We were on row F. The only problem was we were on the very far edge. And although I like sitting on the aisle because I don't... Like on airplanes and other places, I really like sitting on the aisle because then you're not trapped. You don't have to ask people to get up or move or whatever if you need to go pee or anything like that. But we were on the very edge, and so anything on that side of the stage was just a little bit cut off for us. But the pros were of this musical, it was the cast members were very attractive. Like, you know, and Aladdin, you know, he's shirtless. I mean, he has something on, but he's bare-chested. All of the men are like bare-chested or shirtless. And so they had a lot of young, bare-chested, shirtless guys, dancers and stuff in this. They were fun to watch. And we were close, so we could see their faces. We could see their nipples, everything like really close. Aladdin was very cute. But my favorite, and I even asked Mark, I'm like, who do you think I thought was, you know, the cutest guy? And he immediately knew who it was. There was this short, skinny, little, twinky-looking, like, kind of Asian or Middle Eastern, obviously, because, I mean, they were trying to cast to look like you were, you know, from that region. And just a cutie. Anyway, he was very cute. But they didn't have any of the animals. So they didn't have Iago. They didn't have Abu or whatever the monkey's name was. I can't remember. Now, Iago, there was a human character called Iago, and he was the kind of the comic relief, but he was not a parrot. The genie was not blue. He did dress in blue, but they did not paint him blue. The singing was a little subpar. And I thought, you know, for a Disney Broadway show, I'm surprised that the singing was so subpar. I mean, it wasn't horrible, but none of them had extremely strong voices. They were pleasant voices, but not, I wouldn't call them strong voices. Like the big number in Aladdin is where they're on the magic carpet and, you know, I can show you a whole new world. And, you know, if you're used to the original with Lea Salonga and I can't remember the guy's name, they had such strong voices, and it was so good. And the two Aladdin and Jasmine just did not have those kind of voices. And so it was okay, but it just wasn't what you're used to from the movie. The genie, he had a nice voice, but he was cast for his personality, which I suppose is a good choice because Robin Williams, I mean, he wasn't known to be a singer, but he was a comedian and very full of personality. The genie stole the show. He was so funny and his facial expressions were great and like all of that. So, but anyway, one thing Mark and I do sometimes when these touring companies come through is we'll look up the guys that we think are cute. We'll look them up on Instagram or whatever, and then we'll stalk them on. I haven't done that yet, but I'm tempted to look up this cute guy and see what he's, you know, look at his Instagram, see if he's gay, all that kind of. I don't know why it matters, but anyway, so it was fun. We watched that, and then we went to Insomnia Cookie, but I just got two small cookies. And because Saturday was I'm going back to having a air quote cheat day. And Noom does give you like a free day. You earn coins and then you can. And I have 10 free days saved up. So I'm using them occasionally. I'll use a couple while I'm visiting Daniel and Zach and, you know, whatever. As long as I'm still losing weight or not gaining, I think it's okay. So I had a couple of cookies. It was good. We had a good time. We always enjoy going and seeing these shows. Even though they're traveling, you know, they're very enjoyable. And we had a good time. So it was a good evening. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.